right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Mike Griffith is on. Gucci Buckeye is on. Gritter Dunn is on. Robin Aroni is on. Clean Sanchez is on. Salty Gonads is on. Two of my favorite names right in a row. Hassle Free TV is on. JD Wool is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Christopher Arnott is on. Granite 2468 is on. Golfmaster 1 is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Let me see. Gloyd Chata is on. Sparky 8142 is on. Big Scott 1 is on. D9597 is on. Conservative Waffle is on. Confederate 1 is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Judy Anita is on. Confederate 1 is on. Hanslick Donovan is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Debnew 2011 is on. General Plowman is on. Let's see here. Guitar Glenn is on. Veronica 18201 is on. 23 Justin Blake is on. Michelle Tal is on. Let me see. Sheila K is on. Spoken 007 is on. Todd Suff is on. Behaven is on. Let me see here. Stephan Toms is on. Mulkathin is on. Lisa Kinzer is on. Scooting down here. 11 Carl 11 is on. Naz Yeager is on. Charlie 340 is on. TJT1 is on. 11, I got your Leon Fish Puppy is on. Hotshot Insights is on. Producer Aaron is on. Charlie 340 is on. John Phillips is on. Let me see here. Anybody else I missed? Scooting down to the bottom. Prayer Works 2 is on. DC941 is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Let me go over the pregame real quick. Just a couple of things off the pregame that I thought were, well, one of them was absolutely hysterical. It was the Josh Dunlap video where El Salvador just denied access to Democratic Rep Glenn Ivey going down to see Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Once again, and you know, this is we've already had the senator, Chris Van Hollen, go down there. Now, of course, you have to have the representative from Kilmar Abrego Garcia's district, although he's not legally allowed to vote. His congressman is now down there. And El Salvador denied their access to the prison. And it's just typical. Now, listen, nobody loves America more than I do. But there is this typical American stupidity that drives me crazy, that they go into another country, and you have to be a Democrat to be this stupid. They go into another country, and they demand constitutional rights in a country without one. And they demand constitutional, American constitutional rights in a foreign country that obviously is not under the American Constitution. He says, we have the right to see him. Who told you have the right to see him? I mean, who told you, Glenn Ivey, that you have the right to see Kilmar Abrego Garcia in El Salvador? How do you know? What are their laws? What are their rules? What's their constitution? What is their charter of rights? What's their bill of rights? You have no idea what you're even talking about. We have a right. You don't have a right anywhere except for the United States of America. That's what people don't get. And that's these people are so convoluted and so stupid because they go, they try to, once illegals enter into our country, they lavish upon them our constitutional rights. So they're so stupid to think that our constitutional rights follow them around the world. These people are so absolutely ridiculous and stupid. And the reason why they are is because of Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. They do not fear God, so they have no understanding, and they have no wisdom, and they walk around the world as an idiot. It really is. It's just pathetic to say, we have the right to see him. Who gave you the right? You're an American standing on El Salvadorian land. Who gives you the right to do anything down there? You have no rights there. Guess what? And this is why they guess they don't understand that illegals have no rights here, no constitutional rights. And the other one that was hysterical is the Michael Knowles video with the polls that are coming out. You have the Democrats. We put this on the podcast last night that are spending $20 million to get the mail vote back. And I guess they're going to give it to people like Harry Sisson. Like that, who is just has to be by minimum by. But anyway, so they give it like Harry Sisson's going to get somebody like me to vote go Democrat. Yeah, good luck with that. But I mean, again, what they're doing here, the reason why is, and I doubt some of these polls because we aren't exactly, you know, winning elections in landslides right now post Trump. You know, and a lot of that has to do with cheating, I know, but still, we should be too big to rig. But Michael Knowles is talking about right now that, you know, the polls that are showing Democrats are losing votes exponentially, especially the young male vote is sprinting toward Republican. It's just all going towards Republican. They're trying to win them back. And the polls are showing just devastating, absolutely devastating statistical data for the Democrats as people are rushing towards Republicans because Democrats are asking you once again, just like they did when Biden was running, Biden's going, look how great the economy is. And everybody could see that it's not great. Look how closed the border is. Everyone could see 15,000 illegals entering per day. They're asking you to not believe your lying eyes. And they're doing that right now. How are you going to get the mail vote back when you can't define mail? What are you trying to get back when you're trying to get back the male vote? Would that be a female identifying as a male when you can't define what a woman is? Everybody always uses, they can't, including me, they can't define what a woman is. They also can't define what a man is. So how do you go after the male vote when you can't define it? So that's why. I mean, again, they're asking everybody to not believe their lying eyes. We want all these macho men to come back to the Democratic Party as if there ever was any in the Democratic Party. While we sit here and what our, you know, number one goals are, what our agenda is, you know, what our narrative is to deny femininity. Well, men just love men that you're trying to get their votes back. Men love other men trying to get them to date them. You know, trans men on there putting out TikTok videos endlessly. Why won't you date me? Because you have a penis and balls. That's why. It's pretty easy. We low down there. There's a giant lump. By the way, I found it last night. I should have sent it to Aaron. Dadgummit. I found it last night. Macron's wife in one piece. There's balls there. I found it. I mean, last night, you're like, Tom, what kind of life do you have? I don't have one. This is what I do. I yell and scream and then go home. That's what I do. I mean, and then prepare to yell and scream again. That's what I do. And then I do some other pastoral stuff along. But anyway, Democrats are absolutely getting obliterated in the polls right now. Donald Trump's last poll is 51% approval rating. I mean, that's pretty big. Pretty big. So here, let me cover this real quick. I just threw this in at the last minute. Alex Jones covered this. If you want to, there it is. Okay, tell me that's a woman.
I found it.
I mean, of course you did. I knew you would. I knew Aaron. I knew Davy Jones was over there. How is that a woman? Explain to me. How is that a woman in any way, shape, or form?
That's
okay,
all
there's
man.
Something in there. Okay, that's not feminine. All right, that's Macron's wife. You're like, Tom, why are you all hung up on this? Because, listen, everything's a lie. Everything's a lie. When we all get to heaven, we're gonna find out that everything was a lie. We thought that, you know, you have the, as I always say, the foot soldier cop, fireman, actual foot soldier. Get her, don't you do it anymore. We're going to find out. You can do it. You can actually blow up right now. We're going to find out that everything is a lie. Right? Everything's a lie. There it is. Lies. That's his wife, who is 24 years older than him and used to be his tutor. And we all know who's the receiver in this one, who's the giver and who's the receiver in this relationship. But anyway, so we're going to just find out that everything's a lie. I mean, we really are. Winston Churchill's not a hero. FDR is not a hero. We knew about Pearl Harbor days in advance, knew about the Abbey Gate Unabomber 12 hours in advance. The soldiers on the ground that are operating in patriotism are heroes. But their leaders certainly are not until you actually get a leader like Donald Trump, somebody who is actually outside of the realm of the globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist agenda narrative, of which very few are out of. If you're dealing with the 535 people on Capitol Hill between the House and the Senate, maybe 12 of them are out of the realm of the globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist narrative and agenda. If you go to the House of Representatives in the state of Texas, they are controlled by the globalists. Even though they're all Republicans, it is a way different world than we think that it is. But anyway, all that's going on in Ukraine right now, and the best coverage, I'm never going to be somebody who tells you that I'm the best when I'm not. The best coverage on this is Alex Jones. Go to Alex Jones, listen to the first hour of his show today, if not a little bit more than that. But anyway, you just have to cover this because a main focus of the show, and I've got to hurry up to get to it because once I get into the vaccine show's over, we all know that. But because we're doing the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. removing the COVID-19 vaccination off of the child recommended list today. Officially, we have to definitely cover vaccines, which of course I want to do anyway, because I already have a giant dossier of vaccine stuff anyway. But anyway, so what's going on in the Ukraine right now? We have to talk. I mean, this is huge because we're always on the brink of what people would say the Fourth World War. Third World War to some people, to me, Fourth World War. We're on the brink of it or we're already in it. If you look at most data, we're already in it. We can still stop it. We have, I wouldn't say the only, I was about to say the only, but we have one of the very few people that is president of the United States right now that can actually stop us from getting into this war. You're like, how in the world would anybody want us to be? Because if we intervene in this war directly, and I'm going to get into our interventions, man, I'm ended up talking about this for a while. But if we intervene in this war, because all the missiles that are being shot into, the long-range missiles that are being shot into Russia right now, are not being shot by the Ukraine military. They're being shot by us. Whether it's Storm Shadow missiles, whether it's Attack-on missiles, they're all being shot by our satellites using our military personnel that are being now shot deep into Russia. Let me go over this step by step. So we'll put the first one up there for me. Let me set this up. 3 days ago, Donald Trump either didn't know this, because here's the thing, the problem with coming into an administration in Washington, D.C., is you are surrounded by the deep state. Donald Trump didn't know that in his first administration. That's why he ended up fighting impeachment and fighting the Mueller investigation for most of his first administration, 2017 through 21. Just basically covered the entire time by COVID, the Mueller investigation and the impeachment and then impeachment one, impeachment two. So he basically had no time. It's amazing he accomplished what he did, building as much wall as he did, as many peace accords as he made, the best economy we've ever had outside of the debt. And then they brought in COVID. He was on the verge of starting to eliminate the debt also, and then they brought COVID in, and that added $7 to $8 trillion to the debt. But anyway, back to Ukraine. So Trump hopefully is completely and totally free of establishment control, because he certainly wasn't from 17 to 21. But he knows that now, but there's still people in there in his administration that probably can't be trusted, i.e. like Mike Waltz. You remember that? Was that what was the technology called, Aaron? The
signal?
Yeah, signals. The signal chat. I always get that confused with the various other ones. But anyway, the signal chat debacle that happened. There's people in there that cannot be trusted still. So did they tell him, this is covered by the Gateway Pundit, covered by Alex Jones, and another source too that I can't remember, that about 3 days ago, a little over that now, 3 days ago, Ukrainian forces tried to shoot down Vladimir Putin's helicopter while he was touring the eastern Ukraine. Now, first of all, how did they ever find out what helicopter's in? That we could get into all that, but which I'm not going to, because I'd be speaking out of complete ignorance. But anyway, that happened, and it's very, very convenient that that's happening right in the midst of, you have the very constructive conversation between Putin and Trump on the phone, 2 hours long, appeared the peace accords were starting to at least be a possibility between Ukraine and Russia. And then lo and behold, there is a drone, numerous drone strikes on Vladimir Putin's helicopter. And then, that was 3 days ago, then there's a mass escalation of Russian military strikes into Ukraine. Well, that's where we'll get to this right here. Donald J. Trump, True Social Post. I've always had a very good relationship with Vladimir Putin of Russia, but something has happened to him. Yeah, his helicopter nearly got shot down. Now, is somebody not telling Trump that? And as Alex Jones said today on his show, that Trump, when he knows everything, when he's actually fully informed, he always makes the right decisions. The only question is he fully informed? Because there's just so many layers to the deep state. Does he ever get all the information, or does he get all the information all the time? He has gone absolutely crazy. That's not really true. Oh, Tom's for Putin. No, you know what I'm for? Not getting involved in a Slavic conflict. The Ukraine was the beginning of Russia. Does everybody know that? The Ukraine is the beginning of Russia as much as Virginia is the beginning, or Massachusetts is the beginning of the United States of America. Ukraine is the beginning of Russia. It was given back to so-called the Ukrainian people by Lenin, but it's the start of Russia. That's where Russia began. This is not true. He is needlessly killing a lot of people. They tried to shoot him down in his helicopter. And I'm not just talking about soldiers. Missiles and drones are being shot into cities in Ukraine. The same thing, exact same thing is happening from Ukraine into Moscow as we speak right now. And again, oh, he's on Putin's side. How am I on Putin's side? How am I on Putin's side? Am I rooting for Putin to win? No, I'm saying, you know what the win is? Us to stay the heck out of it. That's the win. Stay out of it. Let them do what they want to do. Slavic conflict. If we solve this one, they'll be fighting again in a decade. Missiles and drones are being sent into cities in Ukraine for no reason whatsoever. I've always said that he wants all of Ukraine, not just a piece of it. Maybe that's proving to be right. But if he does, it will lead to a downfall of Russia. Likewise, President Zelensky is doing his country no favors by talking the way he does. Everything out of his mouth causes problems. I don't like it, and it better stop. This is because they want to fight. Why do we get involved in people who want to fight? Listen, does Israel want to fight the Palestinians? I'll ask Aaron. Does Israel want to fight the Palestinians, and do the Palestinians want to fight Israel?
Yeah.
Okay, why are we involved?
Yep.
I mean, again, if that's what you want, if Israel took a defensive position against, back like in the 50s and 60s, they took a defensive position, and we were there, and them as our, English-speaking, Democratic Party, not Democratic Party, but Democrat Republic ally in the region, they took a defensive position, that's one thing. Okay? If they do that, then we're here. If they took a defensive position against, I don't mind the incursions into Gaza. I don't mind them at all. Just leave this up for me, guys. I'm just going to go all over the place. I don't mind just paralleling all these things. I don't mind your incursions into Gaza, okay, because you were initially invaded. And again, we could get into all the CIA, Mossad involvement in the October 7th, 2023 invasion, how that's an absolute miracle that a paraglider can infiltrate one of the most technologically advanced air defense systems on the freaking planet built by the United States of America. There's a whole other, argument to be made about all that and how it was absolutely a stand down, just like the stand down the Secret Service of Butler, Pennsylvania. It was a stand down. We got all that, but the rapes and the murders did in fact happen. So you have murderers and you have rapists and everything else. So there's going to be a reprisal, obviously, even though it was probably instigated. This is what Netanyahu wants, because he is a war hawk and he's a globalist. He wants a biometric ID card, everything else. He follows right down the COVID vaccine passport infrastructure, wants everyone on a biometric ID. Buy, can't buy, sell, trade, or travel without your QR code and mark of the beast sort of thing. So he is no a righteous person. But anyway, you do an incursion, into Gaza to get it secured, all of that. That's one thing, all right? And we should defend democracies around the world with limits, with absolute limits. All right, but when you have two factions that want to fight, including if it's our ally, then we don't need to take part in it. Is there anything that Trump can do to stop Israel and Palestinians from fighting? No, they both want to fight. If you actually have an Israeli who doesn't want to fight, fine, we'll take their side. Because I certainly side with Israel over Hamas and what was the PLO and the Palestinians. Because the Palestinians are more corrupt than Israel. But Israel's corrupt, and so is the United States. Well, same thing here. This is a Slavic conflict that goes back 1,000 years. Why are we involved? And by the way, the only reason why this conflict ever began was because the United States and NATO violated every promise we ever made to Vladimir Putin. Oh, you're a Putin guy. No, I'm just simply saying that even if you make promises to an authoritarian dictator, he keeps his and you don't keep yours. What do you think's going to happen? Everyone's talking about Vladimir Putin's going to invade the rest of Europe. If he was going to do that, wouldn't he have already done it? I mean, how hard is it to take Spain? I mean, how hard would it be for him to take all the former Eastern Bloc countries? I mean, it'd be easy. The Czech Republic, even Poland and Hungary. I mean, if Russia wanted to, they could take them. Though they're pretty tough, though. Poland and Hungary would be a long battle. But anyway, they could take a lot of countries. But they never shown any inclination to do so. And the promises were made via the Bush. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Aaron. You're awesome. You're the best. So there you have it. So we promised in 1992 under the Bush/Clinton administration that we would not encroach upon Russia with NATO enlargement. Okay. And we've advanced 11 countries since then. Okay. So what do you think Russia's going to do? And then we cause color revolutions inside of Ukraine whenever the Ukrainian government has any sort of favorable opinion towards Russia, which is what happened in 2019, 2014 with Jake Sullivan, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Victoria Nuland, Yatsenyuk, and all the rest of them over there, They had a Ukrainian president who wanted to strengthen ties with Russia, i.e. did not want to join NATO, didn't want to join the European Union or anything else, and just wanted to strengthen ties with Russia so that they could trade, so there was no war. That kind of sounds good, doesn't it? When we already had promised since 1992 that Ukraine would never be a part of, that would never be a part of NATO. That was promised. I thought it was let your yes be yes and your no be no, for whatever is more than these is from the evil one. Matthew chapter 5, verse 37, with Jesus speaking. But we didn't keep our promise. Look at the encroachment. Look at the encroachment. The light blue, the aqua blue, is all of the countries that have joined since 1991. I missed it by a year, 1991. I said 92. We promised that we would see the dark blue, Aaron. That's the best pick ever. Great job. We promised, and you see, look at Sweden, pending application. So that would eliminate the last non-aqua blue country. So we promised in 1991, and this is from April of 2023, right now, so this is 2 years ago, we promised that we would not add a single country. Imagine if it was us and China. China had a Chinese Federation of Countries, the CFC, Chinese Federation of Countries, and Canada and Mexico joined it. What would happen? What would happen? War? Look at all the encroachments. So in 1991, when we made the promise, everything was dark blue. That's what it looked like. And look what it looks like now. Look what it looks like now. And you think Russia has no excuse to invade Ukraine? Would you? Would I? Yes. Wouldn't you? Oh, you're pro-Putin. No, I'm just saying, if you're lied to from 1991 all the way to when this war began in 2022, 21 years of just, I mean, 31 years of bold-faced freaking lying in your face, and Putin watches it the whole time as a KGB member and member of the Politburo, now all the way up to prime minister, right? And this is, Russia began this war according to Zelensky. Oh, really? Really? Is that what happened? And Zelensky was bombing his own, well, not Zelensky himself. The Ukrainian government was bombing their own people in the Donbass in 2014. Those are the Russian-speaking people in Luhansk and Donetsk that are begging Russia to come in, just like they did in Crimea. Russia took over Crimea. No, they didn't. Crimea, hello, this is Crimea. Take us over, please. They annexed themselves into Russia, which is what Donetsk and Luhansk want to do. The breakout provinces. Aaron, you're literally the best person in the world. There it is. There's the Donbass. That's what they want. Why? So they have a buffer zone, just like they want to have it with Crimea. If they give Crimea, do they not have a buffer zone? Yes, because now you have Crimea, then that body of water, and then the Donbass, and then you have a buffer zone. That's what they want. They'll probably want to take more up towards the top, the northeastern section of the country. That's what they're looking to do. Because we promised that we would not encroach on Russia, and we/NATO did. And that's how this whole thing began. All right, you go back to that original. There you go. Thank you very much. President Zelensky is doing his country no favors. Got that part. This is Zelensky's, Putin's, and Biden's war, not Trump's. I'm only helping to put out the big and ugly fires that have been started through gross incompetence of nature. The only problem that Trump is missing, you can go to the next one for me, Aaron. The only problem that Trump is missing is the drone strike on Putin's helicopter. That's kind of a problem, because what happened was 3 days ago, they attempted to drone strike his helicopter out of the sky. And then Putin then escalated missile strikes into Ukraine. So this all worked out perfect, didn't it? It's kind of like it's planned. Because people are so stupid that they don't understand that they die in a nuclear war. I guess that Keir Starmer and Emmanuel Macron, I guess they don't understand, because they get all excited. Aaron, what's the, and the Germany too. I can't remember.
Friedrich Merz.
There you go. Friedrich Merz. Okay, they all don't understand that. You know what? You will die in a nuclear war. Oh, we're going to go. We will go to our underground bunkers. Oh, great. Okay, you got a week or two. You're still dead. All your kids are dead. Your grandkids are dead. Everybody's dead. In a global thermonuclear war. By the way, nobody has any idea the missile ability of the United States of America. Nobody has any clue. Listen, people in the know will tell you. that it's really still the United States when it comes to nuclear. As much as I say that you had the degradation of our military by Hussein and by Biden, there's still a lot of underground workings going on, and our missile system is unreal. And Putin has no idea what he's dealing with in the United States of America with our missile technology. And the global thermal nuclear abilities of the United States of America will absolutely destroy the planet. That's the way that it is. That's how it is. Now, is this going to happen? No, it's not going to happen. The book of Revelation is going to happen. That's what's going to happen. Okay, but this is all leveraged back and forth. But these people don't know. I'm just going off of the stupidity of people like Keir Starmer and Mertz and Macron. All these idiots, okay? They're idiots. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. They don't have it, Proverbs 9:10. They don't have it, so they're stupid. They think that, you know what, we're good. One of their options is that we are going to economically destroy Russia through a 20-year war. That's their plan. Credit Alex Jones on that. That's their plan. That's what they want to do. Just economically destroy Russia through a 20-year war. That's not going to happen. Russia is economically better now than they were at the beginning of the war. You have the BRICS movement and everything else. It's going the opposite direction. People might want to learn. The other thing is, just on a simple survival level, it's just like all these people when they are hyperinflating our currency. I guess they don't realize that they themselves are going to be penniless when it's hyperinflated to the place where your dollar is valued at nothing. I mean, all the rich people, your billions turn to nothing, the same as my hundreds of thousands turn to nothing.
Right.
Your billions, nothing. My hundreds of thousands, nothing. So, I mean, I guess they don't understand. People, they just don't understand that you die. Economically, you die, actually, physically, if you carry out these plans that you have. You do. I guess they fool themselves into believing that they will be the elite of the elite that somehow rise above all of this. You can't. And by the way, no matter what, you're not rising above the great white throne judgment, Revelation 20, 11 through 15. You will be judged and cast into the lake of fire for all of eternity. So here's how it went. See, 3 days ago, they tried to shoot down Putin's helicopter. He escalates missile strikes into Ukraine. So Russia escalates the war. And that's where Trump comes in with the previous True Social post and says, Vladimir Putin's lost his mind. He hasn't lost his mind. He's responding to them trying to kill him. How would you respond? Remember, George W. Bush, with his alleged assassination attempt by Middle Eastern countries, he started an Iraq war over that and an Afghan war over that eventually. So, I mean, that's how leaders react a lot of times, right? So anyway, so you have the Russia escalation, and then you have the Trump tweet coming out, he doesn't tweet, but he puts out True Social. Vladimir Putin's lost his mind. Here's another one he put out. What Vladimir Putin doesn't realize is that if it weren't for me, lots of really bad things would have already happened to Russia. And I mean really bad. He's playing with fire. He is, to an extent, correct, but who's going to do the bad things? Only us. And let me make this clear to everybody. Again, and I said this at the beginning, but the only missiles that can reach deep into Russia are ones that are shot by Americans and the European Union and Great Britain. Everybody realize that? They're storm shadow missiles and attack them. And by the way, you have no idea whether there's a nuclear warhead on them until impact. So you can instigate a nuclear war even using conventional weapons. You have no idea what's on them. It's very dangerous to send attack-ems and storm shadows deep into Russia, where right now Ukraine is on a daily basis hitting Moscow. It's not smart, folks. It's not smart. It's Slavic conflict. Let them have their tank battles, and let's all move on. And to a certain extent, unless Israel's survival is at stake, we need to let Israel do the same thing. If Israel's survival is at stake, we will come to their aid, not them going and attacking Iran and trying to draw us into it. There's no need for them to attack Iran. And Iran has technology that nobody is aware of right now. Nobody. They have nuclear weapons and they have delivery systems. Nobody has any idea what Iran has because it's not a democracy. They don't print it on the news. It's like I told you, even though we are a democracy, a constitutional republic, really, that's too hard to say that over and over again. We have no idea what our military can do. And a lot of those, what people think are UFOs. Listen, folks, you need to read your Bible and believe your Bible. You believe there's a bunch of aliens coming and all that. Okay, folks, that's not the way that it is. All right. There's, you and me. There's angels, there's demons, there's the Trinity, there's the devil. There's, you know, there's angels, all there's that. There's, you know, a new heaven, a new earth, the current earth, everything else. Okay. There are no aliens. Okay, I'm sorry. If you think, I mean, you need to believe the Bible. All right. What you're seeing flying around is military technology, and they're calling it, when too many people know about it, they have to come up with some sort of story. It's military hypersonic technology is what you're seeing. And everyone, you want to believe in aliens? Go right ahead. Is it in the Bible? No. Tom, what about the giants? Those are angels. Come on. Come on. And because, so that's, you know, what's going to happen? You can believe what you want. But what's going to happen is you can believe what you want. It really matters what you believe, because that determines whether you're saved or not. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, Romans 5, 1 and 2. So it really matters what you believe, but you have a choice in America, what you believe, and you can believe what you want, but what's going to happen is the book of Revelation. That's what's going to happen. If you don't see it there, it's not going to happen. That's what's going to happen. Do we understand completely everything in the book of Revelation? No. No one knows about the day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. That's just Jesus speaking, so we ought probably to believe that. But anyway, so you have this escalation, and it's just absolutely perfect that people decide to shoot down Putin's helicopter, right? It's just perfect, isn't it? Perfect timing, because it's kind of dulling down. You got the peace talks going on. It's just like every time when things are starting to roll really good in America, what do we have? We have, you know, a mass shooting every time. You just time it right. I mean, it's going to, I don't want to say it's going to happen. I never like to prognosticate those things. But basically, every single time, I mean, what do we have? Trump takes office and we have a helicopter flying to a passenger jet for the first time in the history of my life. It's weird, isn't it? It's weird how that always happens in mass shootings. I mean, it's this. And then lo and behold, Putin, they tried to take down Putin's helicopter. So now you have this mass escalation. Perfect. And so then the European Union, I'm almost done with this Ukraine stuff. But anyway, then the European Union calls for unrestricted distance missile strikes into Russia, which everything's been restricted. Trump, for a period of time, cut off the connections to our satellites and then reinstituted it. And my opinion, what Trump needs to do is walk right now from NATO. Walk from NATO. We'll all follow him. Trump's approval rating is 51%. If you saw it in the pregame, he's growing. The Democrats are going downhill. Nobody wants to get involved in this war. Nobody. Macron, he wants to go fight. Let him put on his bulletproof vest, take his husband, and they can go fight together with his swinging penis.
Grenade out.
Yeah. Yeah. Let him go. They can go together. Yeah, all these people that just think they can do whatever they want and they're always going to survive. It's just like all the idiots inside the United States. We can spend whatever we want, $37 trillion in debt. It's never going to affect me. That's what everybody thought right before the Great Depression, right before the collapse in Greece and numerous other countries. Never is going to affect me. That's what everybody always thinks. So now it has been approved. They're now doing mass conscription. Inside of, which means forced military service, inside of Germany, Denmark, I'm trying to remember all the other, maybe France, I'm not sure, but don't hold me to any of that. You can check it for yourself. It's all on Alex Jones. Excellent. Excellent, really 90-minute commentary on this day by Alex Jones. Fantastic, fantastic stuff. But anyway, they're readying themselves for war. We want no part of this. None. Walk. Be an isolationist. You're far better off. And what they're saying right now, so you have Germany. Germany's kind of leading this whole thing right now in a way. They were actually not really leading it, but they were actually very controlled before, not wanting to get overly involved. And now they're conscripting their own people or calling for mass conscriptions inside of their own country. Now have said that they're going to give Ukraine the technology and the missiles to shoot deep into Russia. Okay, you're starting World War III doing that. I mean, Russia could have already done that and destroyed Kiev. Could have already done that. They didn't. That could already be done. Russia has just barely touched Ukraine. So now they're escalating. And they're saying what the European Union is saying, like Merz, like Macron, like Starmer. They're saying that Trump is for this, but nothing has come out. What I'm saying is what they're claiming Trump is for is the escalation of giving the Ukrainians the ability to strike deep into Russia using attackums and storm shadows. And they're saying Trump is for it, but Trump has not come out and said that he's for it. So that is what is happening, and I can't believe it's already 9:41. I sat there and talked about this for 40 minutes. I meant to do it for 10. But anyway, you just need to know that that's what's happening with this right now. So here's the go. My goal is to talk about vaccines tonight. I'll probably just get tip of the iceberg. But anyway, so let's cover a few other minor things before we get to that, because once I get to it, the show's over. We all know that. So this is a Tom Elliott video. Just totally changed the subjects now. Let's go to the DOJ. Let's go to the DOJ. MSNBC, circle back, Jen Psaki. Speaking to James Comey, do you think there are laws that should be put in place that would help better manage MAGA Republicans? The laws need to be put in place to manage you. Are there new laws that need to be put in place to manage Tom and to manage Joe and to manage Aaron and all of the MAGA Republicans watching right now? Play it for me.
I think one of the things that is happening now is that the Trump administration is, of course, testing the system in ways it hasn't been tested before. In the law enforcement sense, do you think there are laws that should be put in place that would help better manage this that aren't in place now? I mean, are we equipped? Is the law enforcement system and the legal system equipped to deal with what we're seeing now?
Probably there could be changes at the margins, but in the main, we have the tools. There are cultural impediments to doing this work. Let's say you work in the FBI. You know that one of the two political parties is, let me put it nicely, white supremacist adjacent at a minimum. And so why would you want to throw your career on that side of the line and be summoned to Capitol Hill to be asked, why are you pursuing these innocent groups? And so we have a cultural impediment to working it effectively that should get more attention than it does.
So James Comey, let's just remember James Comey, who orchestrated the entire collusion hoax, you know, in cooperation with numerous other entities like John Brennan, Joe Biden, Barack Hussein Obama, Susan Rice, you know, all the people in the Obama administration. But anyway, not Susan Rice, actually, in that one that I've heard of. I'm sure she knew about it. But anyway, you had James Comey. It was the four of them. You had Comey, you had Brennan, Biden, and Hussein all in the Oval Office talking about, or a situation room, knowing that and talking about the very fact that the Hillary Clinton campaign had hired Perkins Coie, who had hired Fusion DPS, who hired Christopher Steele, who hired Igor Danchenko, which created the Steele dossier, as Brendan calls it, and then claimed that Donald Trump was colluding with Russia. James Comey created that entire thing. There's numerous angles of creation, whether it's George Papadopoulos and numerous others that I don't have time to get into right now. And then he also swore two fake affidavits lying to the FISA court, claiming various different collusions from Donald Trump, claiming media reports that he himself fed to the media. Remember, this is something I've explained 1,000 times, but they claimed as part of their FISA application to spy on Donald Trump, to wiretap Trump Tower, to wiretap Carter Page. And then once you wiretap one, you can one-hop rule to numerous other people. I don't have time to get into the ins and outs of all that, or the show's over. But anyway, Comey lied about that. He lied on the FISA application. He said that the media was reporting on Donald Trump's collusion, but the media was reporting on what Comey gave them, as Comey also is guilty of felonious leaking to a professor of his, and then claimed under oath that he never leaked, but then had to confess that he did. He himself never leaked, but he gave that information to a professor who then leaked it. It's a leak when he gave it to the professor. These people are so convoluted. They're so evil that they believe their own lies. Things that are absolute lies. But now Comey is saying that there could be laws on the margins that would help better manage MAGA Republicans when he himself is a bold-faced liar. And we all know, I'm not going to go into nauseam about the 86-47 thing. We all know that he himself made that 86-47 in the sand with his wife so that he could put that out the day before his book went on the market, which I hope that thing is tanking. Jake Tapper's, by the way, is not tanking. It's like a bestseller, which just makes me sick to my stomach. Let's go to the next one. Nick Sorter video. Just in, Tulsi Gabbard has confirmed the Biden regime put many of us on a terror watch list, on terror watch lists for speaking out against COVID mandates. Play for me.
Done here, what was done under the Biden administration? Was it they were saying that everyone who opposed, say, mask mandates or the vaccination of children are domestic violent extremists? Or were they saying that those are opinions often held by domestic violent extremists?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question, that when you look at the language of these documents that I've declassified, first, the strategic implementation plan of the Biden administration's designation of potential violent domestic extremists, it really talks about people who may likely turn out to be domestic violent extremists, or those who may likely turn to violence because of these specific quote unquote ideologies that they hold. And there's a consistent thread through here that these ideologies that they are designating as turning into potentially violent activities or being manifested in violent activities happen to be those of people who were using their First Amendment rights to oppose certain policies of the Biden administration. And while some of the examples that are focused on there have to do with those who opposed the COVID vaccine mandates, those who opposed the mask mandates, parents who were concerned that their children going to school may be forcibly vaccinated with the COVID vaccine without the consent or awareness of parents. The list goes on, but it's not exclusive to this. In some of these reports that we've declassified, it shows that, you know, people who were opposed to Biden's border policy, for example, could therefore have propensities to join a militia or could become these domestic violent extremists that we're talking about here.
So Comey is actually, and Jen, circle back, Jen Psaki, are calling for laws to control you and I when it was Comey lied to the FISA court, lied under oath, lied numerous times, orchestrated the collusion hoax, all those different things. And then we need to be controlled because of our disinformation. The liars want to control lying. Well, the problem is what is lying to a liar? The truth. So the liars want to control truth and they want to suppress truth. All of what Tulsi Gabbard was talking about was done under Comey's right-hand man, Christopher Wray, putting us on terrorist watch list. When what qualifies as a terrorist? What qualifies as a terrorist is a parent speaking up at a school board meeting, not making any terrorist or violent threats whatsoever. Just simply saying, hey, you know what? I would really appreciate you not grooming my son to have his penis lopped off. That's a terrorist to the left who now wants to add to laws to control you and I. So the terrorists want to control terror that doesn't exist. So again, for the terrorist, normal behavior is terror. Just like for a liar, the truth is your opposition. Let me show you this. Speaking of liars, here's Dan Crenshaw. I just want to show you these. It's still, you know, somewhat near the anniversary here of George Floyd. Here, I just want to show you how phony these people are. I told, and here's this is the stat that I'll give you. I stand by 100%. 535 people on Capitol Hill between the Senate and the House. 535, 12 are good. Maybe 12. I'm being generous at 12.
Yeah.
The rest of it, I mean, you look at the Texas House and the Texas Senate right now. I mean, you've got to follow it. It's absolutely the weirdest Twilight Zone thing you have ever seen. You know what? I need to spend a whole show on it. I really do. I need to spend a whole show on the Texas House. It'll blow your mind because there's like, you know, safe state of Texas. I mean, Donald Trump won by big double digits in Texas, bigger than in 16, everything. But it's not that way. They're being run by Democrats. You're like, yeah, but there's a huge majority of Republicans. Doesn't matter. It's the weirdest thing because most Republicans are actually Democrats, just like Dan Crenshaw. Rest in peace, George Floyd. You should be with us today. Go to the next one for me. Just want to show you the real guy. Raw emotion is the natural result of injustice. We all feel it after George Floyd's overdose of fentanyl. But we are still accountable for our actions. No amount of righteous anger can justify violent and destructive action. We must do better. Leaders must end the riots. So let me show you how informed Dan Crenshaw is. Go to the next one for me. Here's Dan Crenshaw talking about the Ukraine war. Snake Island says to the Russian forces, go F yourself. That never happened. That's now been proven 100% never happened. Ghost of Kiev kills 5 Russian jets by himself. That never happened. And the ghost of Kiev never existed. But Dan posts all this. Woman passes out sunflower seeds to Russians so they'll grow flowers when they die. That never happened. But Dan posted anyway. 25-year-old woman says she'll make Molotov cocktails this weekend. Who knows if that ever happened. Ukrainians are fighters. Putin, go to hell. Putin, bad. Zelensky, he good. That's just simpleton. You know why? Because he's a leftist propagandist. I just had to show you that. It was too good not to show you on the anniversary of George Floyd. Let me show you this. The end result of all Democratic Party governance. Play it for me.
Governor Walz and the trifecta in Minnesota, the last legislative session, gave illegals free health care. It's called MenCare. Free driver's license and free college tuition. Now we're out of money. Minnesota's out of money. It was $18 billion surplus, and Walz urinated it away to a $6 billion tax increase on Minnesotans. Now it's a legislature where the Republicans, they're half and half in the House, so they have to work in a bipartisan way. Right now, Governor Walz understands we're in dire straits. He now wants to, rightfully so, kick or get rid of illegals on Medicaid in Minnesota. And there's his base is they're protesting him, etc. I mean, in my opinion, Governor Walz has been a really, really a disappointment. And that's the best I can say for Minnesota. And I will tell our listeners today that you ought to appreciate Minnesota because we took one for the team last election.
Exactly what happens in every Democratic Party state, of which Kamala Harris won. The only state she wants won are ones like Minnesota that have no voter ID requirements. That's the only state she won. That's it. And one of those is Minnesota, which, by the way, Trump won. Trump won Minnesota. The only states he really lost was probably Illinois and a few states in the Northeast. The other ones, he won California. Probably lost Washington or Oregon. That's it. Trump won. Because Minnesota, they just control all the ballots inside of their major cities like Minneapolis. But I digress. So it's the same old thing, just like it is in California. Whenever you put a Democrat in charge for decades, you end up in an absolute economic collapse. Look at Ron DeSantis in Florida versus everybody else, every Democratic Party governor. You had in Minnesota a multi-billion dollar surplus, like they say here, although I'm going to use my favorite word, pissed away by Tim Walz, and now they have a multi-billion dollar deficit. Weird, isn't it? Same thing in California. Same thing in Illinois. Same thing in New York. It's amazing, isn't it? But not in Republican states. That's kind of weird. And yet you tell people that, it doesn't change anything. Yet because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. John chapter 8, verse 45, Jesus speaking. Dear Democrats, that's what's true. Whenever you are in charge, you destroy the economy of your state. Absolute destruction. And when a Republican is in charge, you look at the city of Miami. Absolute freaking cesspool until a Republican mayor came in, and now it's back to its glory days. Amazing how that works, isn't it? And I'm not saying that all Republicans are good, because they certainly are not. The only ones that are bad are the ones who are pretending to be Republican that are actually Democrat. Then, of course, they get Democratic Party results. So in Minnesota, they give them free health care. Then now, suddenly, Tim Walz wants to repeal. Why would you want to repeal it if it's good? Why? If it's good, why do you want to repeal it? Why is it that Gavin Newsom's doing the exact same thing? He had the federal system subsidizing his state health care system. Trump pulled the federal system out of subsidizing the state system in California. Now Gavin Newsom is now pulling back healthcare for illegals. I thought you were a man of principle. I thought you were a man of conscience. I thought you really cared about him. No, it's just because you were receiving free money from Aaron, from Joe, from me, and everybody watching. Free healthcare, free college tuition at 10 grand a year, 20 grand a year, 60 grand a year, wherever they're going. And of course, free driver's licenses for people who don't know how to drive. Isn't that great? And now Minnesota is a cesspool because of Tim Walz. All right, finally, at 9:55, let's go to vaccines for a couple minutes. I want to remind everybody, you know what, I need to do, I got a list in my mind of shows that I need to do. One needs to be the Texas House for an entire show. You got to see it. It'll blow your mind. It's literally like Twilight Zone. You don't think it'll be entertaining, but it'll be very entertaining to watch Republicans talk like Democrats. I mean, it's very entertaining to watch because then you can see their true nature. Another show would be simply to go, you know what, never forget. Do a never forget show about what we went through for 4 years of 15 days to flatten the curve. 4 years of 15 days to flatten the curve. All of 2020, 2021, 2022, and into 2023. In April of 2023 is when they finally said, that the national emergency was finally over. April of 2023 is when they lifted the national emergency of COVID-19, the 99.98 survival virus post-infection. But remember what Joe Biden said about vaccines, because we're focusing on vaccines now. Clay Travis video, our patience is wearing thin. Play it for me.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine has FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
There's the threat that came out. I remember the day that came out. I'm like, bring it on, Joe. Bring it on. Bring your stormtroopers. Bring your brown shirts to my house and watch what happens when you try to pin me down to take your mRNA gene-altering vaccination. Watch what happens, Joe. Watch it. And I'm one of millions who felt that way. Yeah, 200-plus million Americans took it. Bunch of simps. And there's a whole bunch of us that didn't. Most of us didn't. Most Americans took it. But millions upon millions of us, sadly, 80% of America took the vaccine. Can you believe that? 80% of America took the vaccination. Unbelievable. And Joe says, it's free and it's safe. 36 million people have died. We have a 36% increase in excess death in America in certain age cohorts. And that's the working age cohort. You have a 36% increase in excess death since the vaccination. Why is it not covered by the mainstream media? Two reasons. Number one, because they're vaccinating themselves and don't want to accept it. Second reason is they want to continue the propaganda. And I launched into vaccinations because today they removed the COVID-19 vaccination off of the CDC recommended list for children. That's great. I mean, that's a great step. RFK, I agree with Alex Jones' assessment that the best performers so far inside of the Trump administration is RFK and Tulsi Gabbard. So far, they're the best. And other people, Bongino, F. Kash Patel, F. Pam Bondi, D- to F. Okay, nothing's happened. They're not doing nothing. No JFK files released. No Epstein files released. No flight log released. Nothing. Here we are, 120-something days in. Nothing. Nothing. Yep, nobody's been indicted. Nothing. Nobody. They're not even trying to die. They're not even putting together the proceedings to have anybody indicted. And who's being investigated? I don't know. Nothing. I mean, it's definitely nothing public. And by the way, if I'm wrong, they come out with a myriad of investigations. Suddenly, I will come on this podcast and say, you know what? I apologize to Bondi, Bongino, and Patel right now. I'll do it. I'm not like all these other people. But anyway, so Biden says free, safe, convenient, and FDA approved. Now, none of that was true, and it was never FDA approved. To this day, there's not one FDA approved drug that's ever FDA approved COVID-19 vaccination that's ever been taken by an American citizen. Not one. His Comirnaty is the only one that's FDA approved, and not one American, including any military personnel, has ever taken it. To this day, so it's just all bold faced lies. So our patience is wearing thin. So they're like threatening us. You better come and take it. That's America, isn't it? Isn't that America? So the very people that are calling us Nazis all the time want to pin us down. I remember Alan Dershowitz was actually advocating for that. That we could be pinned down and forced to take a vaccination. Bring it on. Bring it on. I won't give my address this time, Aaron.
Thank you.
I did that early on.
Come on. I live here.
Early on.
From the pulpit.
Those are from church?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. So anyway, I was all fired up at the beginning. I've calmed down now. I'm nice and calm now, have you noticed? So here we go. So here's another. So let's look into this. So here you have Biden. Our patience is wearing thin. You're going to have to take it. So what was this thing that they wanted us to take? Your Liz Churchill video with Michael Yeadon. Remember, whenever you're seeing Michael Yeadon or Yeadon, depending on how you pronounce it, it says on the screen, former vice president and worldwide head of respiratory research at Pfizer. What is COVID-19? A respiratory viral infection. So Liz Churchill video, and this is about it's the X spike protein, transported around, ushered around the body, the nanolipid particles usher the spike protein around the body. And it's talking about that lodging in the feminine organs. Because what do these people want? No babies being born. Remember, the abortionists are abortionists. They don't want babies being born. This is the impetus behind it all, is to kill. Listen, this is the left. It's always been the left. Everybody who has called for mass culling of human beings and now mass culling of animals is always the left. Never the right. You're like, what about Hitler? They always call Hitler alt-right. How was Hitler alt-right? Was he pro-life? Was he pro-democracy? Was he pro-federalism? Was he pro-capitalism? That's all right-wing stuff. Was he pro-free speech? And was he pro-gun rights? Absolutely not. So how was he alt-right? It's amazing how they invert narratives. It's always leftists that want to mass murder humanity because John chapter 8, verse 44, they are of their father, the devil, who's a murderer from the beginning. So Liz Churchill video with Michael Yeadon speaking about nanotechnology. Play it for me.
The mRNA products from Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech, they were encapsulated in a formulation. It's normal to formulate drugs, to give them structure, and to allow them to travel around the body and slow release and so on. What did they pick? Lipid nanoparticles, the macro carriers for these molecules, are known to have a characteristic that's rather upsetting. That characteristic is they accumulate in the ovaries of every species tested. This formulation was chosen, in my view, in the full knowledge that it would accumulate in the ovaries of girls and women. That, I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen, is what's happened to every single female administered these materials.
Every single female. If you're watching this right now and you were vaccinated, pray it out right now in Jesus' name. I'm not saved. Get saved. Receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now. Just simply say, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior, and I turn from my sin. You're saved. And receive his healing right now. By his stripes, you were healed. Receive it out of your body in Jesus' name. Because every single female, Joe Biden, remember? Joe Biden, our patience is wearing thin. It's safe and it's convenient and FDA approved. None of which was true. Not one thing they pimped and whored from their various bully pulpits as well as church pulpits was ever remotely true. Ever. And 200 plus million Americans, basically all Canadians and all Australians and all New Zealanders, statistically speaking, 96% in Australia were vaccinated. And they had more COVID-19 deaths after vaccination than they had more people die of the Omicron variant in Australia than Delta and Alpha combined. And the Omicron was the least virulent variant of the three by a million. It was a scratchy throat and a runny nose, and people were dying of it. More died of Omicron than Delta and Alpha combined. That's the same in the United States. Allegedly, according to CDC statistics, 300,000 Americans died of the Alpha variant. 300,000. And then post-vaccination, a million people died post-vaccination. Close to four times the amount died after vaccination than pre-vaccination. And yet nobody will say a word except for those of us who have been red-pilled the entire time. And for those and the COVID-caving Christians, they don't say nothing about it. Whether they were vaccinated or not, they closed their churches, dutifully put their masks on, stood 6 feet apart, or let their church in 50 people, limited COVID clumps. All stay, everybody sit with your own families in your lawn chairs. We're not even going to give you church chairs because we don't want you to spread the disease via anal juice. What a bunch of idiots. What a bunch of idiots. And nobody's repented. Nobody's come out and said they were wrong. Not one person in the church. I want you to think of all those ministers that are around Donald Trump, with the exception of Jonathan Shuttlesworth and Rodney Howard Brown. Bunch of COVID-caving wimps. Bunch of COVID-caving cowards. That's all CCC. Been saying that for 5 years. COVID-caving Christians. COVID-caving clergy. COVID-caving cowards. all closed their churches, forced their people to mask, had Zoom services together alone, alone together. We're going to beat this thing together alone, alone together. All the while, nobody's dying. Excess deaths didn't begin until after the vaccinations. So back to the vaccinations. Nicholas Holscher tweet, breaking: COVID-19 mRNA shots destroy over 60% of women's non-renewable egg supply. Isn't that one, Michael? They accumulate in the nanolipid particles used to transport the S-spike protein, accumulate in the ovaries. Oh, I wonder why it is that 60% of women's non-renewable egg supply gets destroyed. Because they're accumulating in the ovaries. That's why. And that's why you're seeing this exponential decline in birth rates. And not only that, but it also destroys sperm count as an extra benefit. So you have women with no eggs and men with no sperm. Aaron, you got a baby like that? Aaron just no. had a baby. You got a baby like that?
No way.
Yeah, you and your wife aren't vaccinated. There you go. New study finds rats injected intramuscularly with human equivalent mRNA doses suffered irreversible loss of primordial follicles, the foundation of fertility. More than 60% of primordial follicles destroyed. AMH levels crash, key fertility hormone, increase in atritic dying follicles, inflammation and apoptosis markers spiked. This loss is permanent. Primordial follicles do not regenerate. If this applies to humans, it means early menopause, infertility, and plummeting birth rates. Here's the thing with all that. Speaking of that, I want you to remember this. The Eric, can you go back to that. I want to get the verbiage. Go back to that slide because I want to say it right. There we go. It means early menopause. This is what I was thinking of. Early menopause, infertility, and plummeting birth rates. So let's look at this now. This is a Camus video. Dr. Naomi, you can go to the next one. Camus video now. This is Dr. Naomi Wolf. Remember, early onset of menopause. Weird. Concerns raised about Pfizer, Mayfembree, and women's reproductive health. Naomi Wolf, play for me.
It's shocking. While Pfizer was doing the trials for the COVID shot that proved that it destroyed women's menstrual cycles at an industrial scale, like millions of women have been in, right? At the same time they were doing this, they were developing a product to give women who are having too much menstrual bleeding. And this is what they rolled out 1 month after the report went to the White House showing that they were going to generate millions of women with horrible bleeding problems upon rolling out the COVID. Man. And the FDA, it's a scandal in the making that we can't even imagine, Steve, because what's happening now is you've got millions of women, of course, who are mRNA vaccinated, bleeding too much. They go to their doctors will prescribe Mayfembree because the FDA approved it. All right, what are the side effects that you're probably not gonna hear about? This is such a 1-2 punch to the women of America and the world. If you survive the COVID-19 shot, you know, if you your fertility survived, wait till you take Mayfembree. It does reduce bleeding, right? So women are going to take it. They're going to see an improvement. It reduces bleeding by about 85%. So they're going to think it works. What else does it do? It reduces your estrogen. It causes pregnancy loss. So more damage to your fertility, more miscarriages. It raises the risk of thrombosis and blood clots. It causes you to go bald or lose your hair. Also, it causes loss of libido and suicidal ideation. So the women of America who, you know, millions of them, it was 5 million women in America who had too much bleeding because of other conditions. Now it's many, many millions more because of the mRNA injection. All of those women now are going to be having, you know, being turned into kind of no sexual desire, no hair, no fertility, at risk of heart attacks and depressed or suicidal. And in addition, the ingredient in Mayfembree is being used, says the fine print, to develop contraception and to help in assisted reproduction. So it's a lock. I mean, basically the evil tech people or the evil globalists behind the war on America and on the West. We've talked about this, which is why the executive order that President Trump signed was so important, making sure that our drugs are manufactured at home and not by our enemies in the Chinese Communist Party. But American women are going to be hit with so many side effects that make them unable to want to have babies, you know, unable to want to do a lot of other things, but, you know, unable to parent well, to mother well, if they do have babies. It's a whole new war on women, motherhood, and the family.
So let's just sum up this entire four-minute video right there, shall we? So here it is. So you have Pfizer and Moderna. Remember, Moderna shares all of its patents with the NIH. So there you have fascism, the merging of governance and corporatism. That's fascism. That's why Anthony Fauci, under subpoena and under oath, would not confess the royalties that he and other NIH scientists received from Moderna. Weird, isn't it? It's always so weird. So anyway, they cause mass menstrual bleeding when there shouldn't be bleeding. In other words, they also are basically causing premenopausal conditions or actual menopause. But don't worry, they created the drug to treat the problem they caused.
Oh.
Isn't that great? So once again, the typical bourgeois leftist globalist elitist agenda and narrative cause a problem, then offer your solution. Isn't that great? We are going to basically spade you and then offer you the post-spade drug. Isn't that great? That's exactly what they did. That's exactly what they did. That shouldn't be the next one, guys. It should be Camus. There you go. Thank you. So that's what they did. Once again, it's very simple too. Pfizer did the same thing. They knew that they were going to cause myocarditis and pericarditis in their drugs. So what did they do? They bought a factory that produces a pill to treat myocarditis and pericarditis. Isn't that amazing?
So convenient.
And it's another mRNA technology to fix. So it's an mRNA technology that's going to treat the damage from mRNA. Isn't that amazing? Everything you've ever known is a lie. I'm telling you, if it's outside of the word of God, it's a lie. I'm telling you, it's all these people, most Christians, most politicians, conservative and liberal, Most of politicians and Christians, well, we believe in the experts. We believe in the medical industrial complex. We believe in modern medical society. We believe in that. We believe in the doctors and the nurses and all that. Well, you shouldn't. And then all of these leftists who have been, rage against the machine. And again, that ban requires you have a vaccine passport to go to the concert. The people who rage against the machine. People that rage against the machine suddenly love Big Pharma. Nobody on the globe has committed more crimes than Big Pharma. I'm talking about felonious crimes. The biggest criminal financial penalty in history was given to Pfizer. Pfizer was made to pay that penalty. It was actually a felonious conviction that they had to pay an enormous multi-billion-dollar fine because of criminality. And yet, we're going to take it because Pfizer has our best interest at heart. They don't even have a heart. Now, where the heck am I? Wakefield? All right, here's another one. Camus video. Dr. Andrew Wakefield exposes the shocking truth behind MMR vaccine safety studies on children deemed expendable. Play for me.
The safety studies on the vaccine were undertaken in small populations. They were not controlled trials. They were nothing that would have passed a drug trial for the FDA. And they were done on children in mental institutions because they were expendable. I was staggered by this when I found out Willowbrook State School in Manhattan, in Staten Island, New York, children whose lives were at the time deemed to be, they were up for experimentation. And this is where a lot of the vaccine safety trials were done, in children who were severely mentally and physically debilitated. And I thought, I can't believe this. This is staggeringly unethical.
Yep.
On every level, there was no mention of fully informed consent whatsoever. And these children were just used as experimental subjects. Now, there's a moral issue to that, an ethical issue. There's also a practical issue, and that is one of the concerns about measles vaccines is that they cause brain injury and causes brain injury. So if you're looking for evidence of brain injury in brain injured children, are you going to find it?
Right.
Can you extrapolate from those brain injured children to a normal population of healthy children? No, you can't. But this is where the safety studies were done. And when I finished that, I'm more convinced than ever that I needed to pursue this to its natural conclusion.
So should your kid ever be vaccinated? Absolutely freaking not. You can now side by side that one, Joey. So there you go. Should your kid ever be vaccinated? Absolutely not. Absolutely. Why? God, there. You're telling me that Fauci's way, Burks's way, Walensky's way, Collins's way, Biden's way, Kamala Harris's way is better than Yahweh's? I don't think so. I think I'll go ahead and trust the immune system that God has created and God has installed into our bodies. Would everybody agree? So you have Dr. Andrew Wakefield talking to Michael Knowles there. Where did they do this MMR, which you can find right there somewhere? There it is, bottom right. Given at 12 months, 1 year. Aaron, you going to give your kid that?
No.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, absolutely not.
He hasn't gotten anything.
You get none. And by the way, he'll live longer than everybody else.
Yep.
Okay? So anyway, so where did they do the bottom right hand, that MMR, that you give your kid at 1 year of age? Where did they do the experimental? Where did they do the experiments? Where did they do the trials? The vaccine trials for that, for the MMR, it's hard to say M, especially because I got mRNA in my head. MMR, where did they do the vaccine trials? In mental institutions on children. Now, if you do them in a mental institution where a kid is already brain injured or brain impaired, then how are you going, this is what Wakefield said, how are you going to determine whether or not the vaccine causes neurological disorders when you're giving it to a kid with a neurological disorder?
Right.
That's on purpose. I wonder why it is that we have this skyrocketing level of autism, which is a neurological disorder. Remember, it used to be like one in however many thousands, tens of thousands, and now it's one in 34 and going down? How did that happen? How was it one in 10,000 and now it's one in 34? Right here. These people, they're, you know, these people are benevolent. You honestly think Albert Bourla of Pfizer is benevolent? All the leftists do. So don't get your, whatever you do, look at this, 1986. I mean, this is almost 20 years after I was born. I was born in 68. I mean, I don't know how many vaccines we got then. Look at the vaccines in 86, five. Jeez. And now look at them. How many are there? Is there even a count? Aaron, see what you can do. Yeah, Aaron will get it. So, I mean, there's five in 86, and here we are. With that, basically 40 years later, not even 40 years later, 38 years later.
32.
And now there's 32. 32 vaccinations. Wonder why autism is up. All right, it's 10:19. I got to stop. Oh, I got so much more. All right, Rumble Rants tonight. Nate Dad won $20. Nude Monk, $20. Mike Griffin, $5. Christopher Arnott, $2. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Aaron, did I see you with our new thing? I don't know if I saw you with our new can thing that covers. You got that the new thing that we're pimping for donations. You're like, Tom, you always talk like that? Yeah. Well, what are we doing? Yeah, there's stuff, you know, those insulators you put on the cup. I'm telling you, they're miracle things. They're absolutely miracle. They're TLPs. I tried one. I mean, literally, your drink never goes cold. I'm telling you, you got to try it. You might see it on, I don't know if we put it in yet or not, but that's the new thing that we're going to be pimping for donations. But anyway, love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Love you guys in the chat. Also, thank you for always being there. Stick around for the post game. It is awesome. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you guys.